And you will see in this chapter three waves of praise. In verse 8, you have the beasts and 24 elders. Now, we've learned that the beasts are living cherubim. They are special angels. They are worship leaders. And again, they're at the forefront here. They are at the beginning, and joining with them are the 24 elders, and they fell down before the Lamb. Immediately that the Son is given this office, the worship goes up from these special cherubim and from the 24 elders together. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. This is Ian Gallagher. Thank you for joining with us. We are looking today at Revelation chapter 5, and we're looking at the Lion Lamb, but we're learning about worship. Here on earth, we are fighting the worship wars. In this generation, the church has been divided and shredded over what manner of worship pleases God. And of course, there is the traditional, there is the contemporary, the charismatic, the craze and the fads that come and go. There are churches with their bandstands, their drums, their electric guitars, their smoke that rises around, and it creates the atmosphere of either entertainment or mysticism. The Bible calls us to worship God with a Christ-centered focus, to be ever keeping in mind that Christ is the mediator, he is the Savior and Redeemer of his people. And we are to ever pray, sing, and preach, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And that must be kept central. There ought to be a focus always on truth, not on feelings, but on the objective truth of God's word, God's character, God's name, and to reverence him. I fear that there is a younger generation that hardly comprehends how to reverence God because they do not know God. The Bible tells us that they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And what are the attributes of God? God is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And we are always to take these attributes, these perfections of God, together as we consider the character and the nature of God. So he's always holy, he's always just, he's always truthful, even in the moment of his love. Now stay tuned with us as we turn now to our message today, Revelation 5, on the Lion Lamb. Revelation chapter 5 is our Bible reading tonight, and if ever there was a chapter that you should read over and over and over, it's certainly Revelation 5. And it just might stir our hearts and give us a fresh view of the glorious and wondrous position of our Lord in heaven. Revelation 5, we're going to read the chapter from verse 1, please. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back side, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to lose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord in his grace write these words on our hearts again tonight. And so our Lord at God's right hand, before the throne, taking the book, is active in his great ministry of service. And this is our example. Now, here's a good line for you. In heaven as our Savior, Jesus stands up for us. Are we willing to stand up for him? As he represents us at the throne of the Father, as he pleads our cause, as he pours out the victory into our lives, are you willing to stand up for Jesus in a wicked, sinful world that hates Christ? That's the challenge that comes to you tonight. As you become a worshiper of the Lamb, the Lord does not want your wimpy worship. He wants your willing worship. He wants your ready, steady, ongoing advance for him. He doesn't want you to lie down and to surrender in the midst of whatever you are called to endure for him. Now, the next thing I notice, if you look at verse 6 again, is that he is the sufficient Lamb. Now, it speaks of his seven horns and seven eyes. The seven horns represent his power. You remember what we had a little talk last week about pictograms and pictographs and language through symbols and pictures. That's very much part of understanding the genre of the literature of the book of Revelation. And if we think that we're going to take every item absolutely literally and think that on the head of this Redeemer there are seven horns and he has this
what would become grotesque seven eyes, but rather this is speaking of his authority. Now, when an animal fights, uses his horns. And this is language that is leading us to understand that the Lord is working to give and take the power and shows forth his authority. And then the seven eyes, the seven spirits of God. It's translated for us, by the way. I like that. There's going to be no argument here. Nobody going to tell me tonight, well, you got the seven eyes all wrong. It tells us right here that these seven eyes are the seven spirits of God. That means that he has all the fullness of divinity of God. All the fullness of the Godhead is in him. And he is the sufficient Lamb. Now, as soon as it finishes revealing the person and the sufficiency of Christ, you'll see what happens in verse 7. He takes the book. He just does it. He takes the book. And we're given the qualifications. We're given the characteristics of this Lamb slain, his blood, his sacrifice, his atonement, his divinity, his authority, his fullness. Then he just takes the book. To him, it is as natural, it is as simple as that. No one else was capable. No one else had the authority. But Christ, through his death, his sacrifice, his person, as this unique God-man, Redeemer, Savior, born of our nature, lived a sinless life, went to the cross, died an atoning death, and rose victoriously over death in the grave. He takes the book. And so tonight we have a Savior. And the reason why John was weeping, yes, John, weep no more, weep not. There is one. And he now see him taking the book. We find also that he is the supreme Lamb. This sight in Revelation 5 is really the coronation of our Lord Jesus as the King of kings and the head of the church. And from this moment, the Lord Jesus and the Father, the one who is seated on the throne, they rule together. Now, look at Revelation 21 and verse 1. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and... Sorry, it's chapter 22, 1. That's what I'm looking for. Chapter 22, 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And so we see the Father and the Son, the one on the throne and the Lamb, and all of life, all of the fullness, the sufficiency of God to his people is flowing through the one who is supreme. Now, this gives great reason for what we hold to as our solid doctrine of the gospel, that the mediator of the covenant, the mediator of God's grace, is Christ. Everything flows through him. Every spiritual blessing comes to us from heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that he is the one who holds the keys of the kingdom. And the Lord opens hearts, he opens doors, and he closes doors. And all things are under his authority. Let me read to you just a few verses in Ephesians 1, verses 20 to 23. which he wrought in Christ. Well, I think we'll have to go back to verse 19 as well. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? So if you're a believer tonight, you have a wonderful Savior, a mighty Savior, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And so what we have here is the coronation of our Lord Jesus. We haven't seen a coronation in our lifetime, not in the British realm anyway. Our present queen has outlived and outserved any other king or queen. And we haven't seen a coronation in our lifetime. But could you imagine that when that crown is passed on to the next one in line of monarchy, what an event it will be. The pageantry, the parades, the events that will be put on, and the actual laying of that crown on the head of the new monarch, king or queen. What an event it will be. What we have here in Revelation 5 is the coronation of our Lord Jesus. The Father gives him the book. Jesus takes the book. And he is given all authority over everything to the church, and he commences his reign. And the remainder of this chapter is all about the amazing worship, the praises that are rendered unto his name. And you will see in this chapter three waves of praise. In verse 8, you have the beasts and 24 elders. Now we've learned that the beasts are living cherubim. They are special angels. They are worship leaders. And again, they're at the forefront here. They are at the beginning, and joining with them are the 24 elders, and they fell down before the Lamb. Immediately that the Son is given this office, the worship goes up from these special cherubim and from the 24 elders together. And then in verse 11, and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels. Now these are difficult to count because there are myriads and myriads of them, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels, and every one of them offer their worship and praises to the newly coronated head of the church. And in verse 13, the whole universe and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth. Note that every one of them, cherubim, elders, angels, every creature, they worship him as the Lamb. They worship him as the Lamb. That is the true focus of worship, re-emphasized again and again in this chapter. And this is his title forever. It will never be changed. And when we are in glory, either when Christ comes or he calls us home to glory and our eyes gaze upon him, we will see our Lord as the Lamb reigning. Because you remember when the wicked cry out for the hills and the mountains and the rocks to fall upon them, they cry out, hide us from the face of the wrath of the Lamb. the Lamb. And that is the constant focus right through this whole section. And so what we have here really is the Hallelujah Chorus. Have you ever been to a Hallelujah Chorus sung by real singers? It's amazing. It's amazing. Real singers? I've seen it at a school event. I've heard it at a school event. But it is an amazing piece of praise and worship. Sung on earth, it's imperfect. Sung in heaven, it will be absolutely staggering. What glory, what honor, what praise. And they keep singing. And it says in verse 9, they sung a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And here is the repetition, the theme of the Lamb worshipped in glory. Will you be there? Is that your eternal hope? Can you say tonight that it will be worth it all when we see Christ? I don't know what walk the Lord asks us to walk in this world. Some Christians go through some very difficult, very trying things. And of course, our faith is tested. And we are warned that the Lord will purify us by fire. And we are tried. And that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We're never shielded from these things. And they come in various forms. And all, of course, to get our eyes off the Lord, to get our eyes off the victory that is already won. Now remember, this book of Revelation is a book of comfort. It's a book that dries up tears. John was weeping and he was told to weep not. And through this book we read of the Lord drying up, wiping away the tears. Let me say that when you feel down, read the book of Revelation. Because the good thing about it is we know how the story ends. We know how the devil is cast down and the Lord Jesus conquers and returns in such glory. What a great hope is in our hearts tonight. It's a book of comfort. It ought to be a book of motivation. Will you serve this Christ? Will you give him your life? Give him your time? Maybe if you're not a Christian, I need to ask you, will you give him your heart? Yes, he is worthy. He is worthy. That's the theme here. He's worthy. Is he worth serving? He is. And when we reign with him, it shall be worth it all. Thank you.
praise thee tonight for our Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. We praise thee, our Father, for giving thy Son and for crushing him, bruising him, that you might turn your wrath away from us and pour in your grace into our lives. We marvel tonight for every blessing that comes to us through the sacrifice, through the shed blood of the Lamb. O God, never allow us to lose sight of our wonderful, all-sufficient Redeemer. And O Lord, I pray you'll bless your people and keep us in fellowship and in communion with thee in the week to come. May we know what it is to live under the power of the blood of Jesus and to get the victory even in this world. Keep our hearts and minds fixed on thee. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with your redeemed, now and evermore. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m., for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on this station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. as we let the Bible speak.